Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. One of the first trials that could be affected by the state's drug lab scandal is underway today. It involves a man who spent 15 years in prison after he was wrongfully convicted of killing a 12-year-old girl.
Sean Drumgoole was exonerated of that crime, but now he's charged with possession and intent to sell cocaine and heroin. His lawyers claim the state chemist, Annie Dukin, tested the drugs, which led to the charges, and they're calling for the case to be thrown out.
Dukin is charged with mishandling thousands of drug samples, and today her former co-workers were in court testifying in Drumgold's case about testing procedures in the now-closed Jamaica Plain Lab. Joining us from the Roxbury Municipal Courthouse is WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy. Hi, Dolores.
Hi, Meghna.
So what happened in court today?
Well, at least five of her former co-workers are at the courthouse to testify. So far, only one has taken the stand. Much of the morning was spent with police officers testifying about the arrest of Sean Drumgoole about a year ago on drug possession charges. He apparently was in a house in Roxbury where a man was targeted. A man in his 70s was targeted because he bought drugs from police. And they went in, and one of the officers recognized Sean Drumgoole. Long story short, Drumgoole is the only one who was arrested and charged with drugs in that case, and he's fighting it right now. And this is the drug possession trial. And because of the drugs were tested in a lab when Annie Dukin was there a year ago, Drumgoole's attorney feels that those drugs should be thrown out. Annie Dukin's initials were actually on the drugs.
Oh, interesting. And Annie Dukin herself appeared briefly in court yesterday, I believe, and she pled the Fifth Amendment, didn't she?
She invoked her Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. But Rosemary Scapizio contends that she tested the suspected crack cocaine and heroin that police have charged Drumgoole with possessing. The one witness who has testified so far today, Daniela Fresca, says she initialed it, and that's what the state is saying, that she initialed it as a notary. She said that she tested the preliminary, someone else did the secondary. She's gone through this long process of the steps that they take to assure that the drugs are not tainted. It's just who possesses it, who had control of it, that they're not tainted by anyone. There is an acknowledgement that the initials of Annie Dukin are on those samples, and Rosemary Scapizio said that in itself is enough to throw the case out.
And we've got a little bit of tape of Sean Drumgoole's lawyer, Rosemary Scapizio, right here.
Her initials appear on four documents that indicate she was the confirmatory chemist in this case, and no one has explained how her initials end up on that document. I mean, I don't think they've ever connected him to anything that's found in that apartment anyhow, but they have the burden of proving the identity of that substance, and I don't know how they can do that and be clear that it wasn't contaminated.
Interesting. So, Dolores, this issue of contaminated cases, if I can put it that way, continues to telescope now up into the federal level. We hear today that U.S. District Court Judge Mark Wolf has said that maybe 100 to 200 federal drug cases could have been affected by the Annie Dukin drug lab scandal. And at the same time, in Boston, at the city level, Boston Mayor Thomas Menino is sitting down with public safety officials right now and talking about ways to deal with the fallout from this scandal. What is he discussing with officials?
Well, as you know, Meghna, the mayor has said he believes that this will have a major impact on the city. So today he has Police Commissioner Ed Davis and Suffolk District Attorney Dan Connolly meeting with him. And they're focusing on strategies to help the inmates reenter society. They're trying to figure out how to prepare what they expect to be the flood of inmates that will be released from prison because of potentially tainted drug evidence.
WBUR senior reporter Dolores Handy reporting to us live from the Roxbury Municipal Courthouse. Dolores, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.